This is the West Kent Radio News feature. Hello, I'm Martin Webber. The new leadership at Tunbridge Wells Borough Council says it wants to make life easier for cyclists and pedestrians. A new so-called champion has been appointed for walking and cycling. He's Peter Lidston, Liberal Democrat councillor for St John's. Peter is with me now. Peter, how would you sum up the deal that cyclists and pedestrians get in Tunbridge Wells at the moment?
Hi, Martin. It's not a great deal because, quite simply, people don't feel that the roads around Tunbridge Wells are safe enough to allow them to confidently cycle or walk. There is interest from a lot of people in Tunbridge Wells for walking and cycling more, but in order to do so, they simply need to feel safe.
To somebody who just looks at cycling and thinks it's too scary to get near those huge lorries that go up and down the main roads, what would you say to them?
They're exactly the type of people we want to start cycling. I cycled to yours today, Martin, and no word of a lie, I was overtaken by a petrol tanker, which nearly killed me as I overtook a bus. This was on the A26. So, you know, of course, most people don't want to cycle next to that. That's not pleasant. But that's exactly the type of person. If you look at what's happened in London, that's exactly the type of person that you need to provide the infrastructure to attract.
So what do you think you can achieve by being appointed this walking and cycling champion?
Partly, it is just showing people that we are serious about this as a new administration, and also trying to work with Kent County Council, who are the Highways Authority. They're the ones who really control a lot of things on the roads, the budgets and applications for funding. There is a lot of funding out there. Central government really likes cycling and walking. They want to fund it. The challenge for us is that we need to be at the table when the money's being given out. And at the moment, that's not happening.
And why is that?
I think there is a concern, perhaps, at Kent County Council that in order to provide these cycling facilities, that it would be difficult, perhaps, in Tunbridge Wells with limited road space. If there was a concern about the appetite from the local authority, I can categorically say that there is appetite now. We really would like to explore options to provide better cycling facilities in Tunbridge Wells. It's long overdue.
Well, as a school child, I went on an exchange trip to Heusenstamm in Germany, where I found, and this was 40 years ago, large amounts of segregated cycleways, which many people who were perhaps hesitant cyclists were perfectly confident to go on, segregated by literally concrete from the traffic. Is there any prospect that could happen in Tunbridge Wells?
We need to start looking at those options, absolutely. The soft option, shall we say, of trying to encourage people nicely to cycle and offering little kind of support schemes and trainings, it's only scratching the surface. In order to really get people out, you need proper infrastructure. And you see that in London, where space has been taken from roads, but by moving people from cars onto bikes or walking, you actually have a downward impact on the congestion. The people who still need to make a journey in a car will find actually there's less traffic because they're not fighting with everyone for the road space.
Listeners to West Kent Radio do have the chance in the next few days to make their views known. How can they do that?
There's currently a consultation open on Tunbridge Wells Borough Council's website. So if you search for Talking Point, then it takes you into the consultation area. Consultation on active travel. So it closes very shortly. So please log on and have your say. It's very quick to respond. And if people really want this extra provision of infrastructure, then let us know.
Peter Lidstone, the new walking and cycling champion for Tunbridge Wells, thank you very much. I'm Martin Webber for West Kent Radio.